50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut
tell
you.
Tell you, man.
To God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Eddie, turn me up, Eddie.
Shut up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Well, 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 DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast of the Planet, it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. I'm excited about that. I hope you guys are too.
I thought you were taking off today.
I was going to, but I decided to come to work. I didn't have nothing to do. I'm still in Boston. I had a show last night in Boston.
I didn't have nothing to do.
Why would you take off work being that we got a whole Christmas and New Year's vacation coming up?
Well, I was going to drive back, but I decided not to drive back and just come to work and then fly back after.
Y'all love that drive to Boston. Why don't y'all just get on a plane? Plane ride is 40 minutes from New York City.
Well, because he wouldn't have been able to make it back in time after the party he did last night because there's no flight that leaves.
Oh, you ain't got no private jet, Envy?
No,
rapper in America, every comedian, Little Duval, I'm talking to you. All these Negroes got private jets and you don't?
I'm a little too cheap for that private jet. I got 5 kids, bro.
Oh, okay. All right.
Although, yeah, that is a great instance of when a private jet would be pretty handy.
Yeah, maybe. But it's too expensive for me, bro. I got 5 kids.
What happened to that private jet thing that was like Uber everybody
jet
was
smarter.
Talking about?
That's still
no, I thought I'm actually, I thought about being a membership of that. But the problem is they only go at certain times. Like, you can't get a jet at 3 in the morning. This sounds so, like, rich talk, but you can't get it at certain times. So it doesn't make sense.
Now, hold on now. You say rich talk, but they say it's like Uber. I thought it was affordable.
It's not that affordable.
Oh, it ain't like that?
No, it's still very expensive, but it's cheaper than a private jet, but I think it's like a, you have to apply for membership.
Membership is like $15,000.
There's an annual fee. And then you still have to pay after that every time you get one of those flights. And then it's not really good for cities that don't have a lot of traffic. Like, you know, it's for major cities, right?
Major cities, yeah.
Well, for all us regular folk, don't go chasing private jets. Just stick to the Deltas and the JetBlues that you use.
Oh, you know
exactly.
I'm a Mosaic member.
I've never been on a private jet.
Me neither.
Haven't lived.
Bob Pittman invited me to fly out with him one time when we was at the Revolt Music Conference, but I couldn't because we had something to do that day.
Something to do after. And then you kind of chickened out a little bit. You was like, I don't know.
Scared of private jet.
Check it out.
Like, nope, that's how people die.
Oh, man. All right, well, front page news we got coming up. What are we talking about, Yee?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, that means that she hasn't done any preparation.
No, that's what she sounds like. Normally, when I come in here for front page news, there's several different stories laid out, and I pick which two I think are the most important.
Who didn't do their job, Yee? Let me know.
Nobody did.
Who didn't do their job?
Gave me any stories.
Nobody gave you no stories?
I can tell you what I think I would want to do.
All right, well, what you think you want to do? What you think?
You know, we can talk about Donald Trump, and he's...
that's a good front page news bet for the next 4 years.
We'll be talking Donald Trump when we come back.
Okay.
He's keeping his job as a executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice, even though he's going to be president of the United States, and everyone's talking about that.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get into all that and more, hopefully, when we come back. And shout out to everybody that came out to Cure Lounge last night in Boston. We had a great time. Boston really F's with us, so we appreciate you. Boston, front page news when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, in Thursday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Raiders 21-13, all right? Now, this weekend, my Giants will be demolishing those Cowboys. I'm actually going to the game, so good luck to you Cowgirl fans out there.
I'll be at the game as well. I don't believe in luck. I believe in us having a solid team. We're 11-1. The only team that beat us this year was the Giants. And, you know, we were a totally different team that first game of the season. We've learned a lot, so it should be a great game on Sunday, but the Dallas Cowboys will win. I tell you, the first loss the Cowboys are going to get this year after this streak is against the Detroit Lions.
No, it's going to be Sunday. But anyway, let's talk about Trump.
Look at the news stories they gave me. It's a bunch of
blank papers.
Did you get one?
I'm good, though. I know what's going on because I watched the news this morning.
There you go. Let's talk about Donald Trump then.
All right. Donald Trump is going to remain as executive producer on Celebrity Apprentice, even though he's going to be the president of the United States.
Drop on a clothes bomb for Donald Trump not giving a damn about anything.
This is after he had said that he's going to kind of cut ties with all of his other companies to focus on being the president. Now he has decided that he will stay on as the executive producer. We don't know how much he's making from that. Some people are concerned, though, because it's on NBC. So NBC reports news about Donald Trump. How is it going to affect all of that?
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but that has to be against some type of constitutional
right. It's not. Right. It's actually legal.
You're the president of the United States of America. You don't have time to be EPing no TV shows.
Well, maybe his name is just going to be on it. His name is just going to be on it. His family's going to run it.
I don't know how this is going to work.
But he can't have that time.
Clearly, something like this is unprecedented, and, you know.
The fact he wants to be is the problem, though. Because if you're the president of the United States of America, you should be saying, I'm going to focus all my energy on running this country. I'm the leader of the free world. Who got time to be EPN reality
TV
shows?
Well, he also wants to know who's going to be the next Celebrity Apprentice. On top of all that. And let's be clear, you know he's going to be naming the Secretary of State, they believe, as early as Monday as well. So be interesting to see who his pick is for that.
This is great, okay. Man. You just got to sit back and enjoy the next 4 years. Like, you got to look at it like a reality show. You know how you watch these reality shows and you tweet about how much you hate them?
Right.
That's what we have to do with America right now.
And most of the people that he's picked for his cabinet so far are all millionaires. Mm. So some people are saying, well, do you want a bunch of people who haven't been successful to run this country, or do you want people who have successful businesses?
And not only that, a bunch of millionaires who have been out of touch with the common man
for a long time.
That's the real issue.
So long.
Now let's talk about Hillary. Now, what she says she got beat by fake news.
That's a name I haven't heard in weeks.
Weeks, right?
Well, Hillary Clinton was giving her first speech ever since everything has happened, and she was actually talking about why she thinks that she lost the election and how fake media, fake news, is really hurtful to even the average person. Here's what she had to say.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year, it's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. It's a danger that must be addressed. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
She's absolutely right, though.
There was that whole Pizzagate story that was circulating that was fake about her.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of different. Even when you do your research, you could do your research and it still be fake. Like Denzel Washington said, if you read the paper. What he said? He said, if you don't read the paper, you're uninformed. If you read the paper, you're misinformed. I feel like that anytime I watch any news or go online and look at any type of news whatsoever. Because you really don't know.
Right. No, you're right.
I think recently, didn't Tommy Hilfiger write a book? And there was this whole thing where they were saying he didn't want black people wearing his clothes. And he was like, where is this quote from? I've never said that.
That and Timberland.
I thought that was true. I thought those were true forever.
No, that was false. And
show me where I said that.
I was up at Timberland recently, and one of the guys there was telling me the same thing.
Same thing about Timberland.
Like,
they don't want black people wearing their shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I know it affected Hilfiger because our community stopped wearing Hilfiger. The whole urban community, we just like shut it down.
So how do you know when something's real or not?
You can actually see a video with the person saying it and quoted in a credible source during an interview.
Yeah.
That would mean, okay, I see the words coming out of his mouth.
That's why it's more imperative than ever that we have, like I said earlier this week, an online news network that is controlling our narratives and putting the things out there that are actually true and accurate, because you have so much lies coming from the conservative right.
Right.
So all right. I'm saying.
Well, that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, a bad morning. 800-585-1051. The phone lines are wide open. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Brian from Savannah.
Brian, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because you guys talking about politics you don't know nothing about.
All right, talk to me, brother.
Trying to say millionaires that Trump are picking don't know anything about the common man. Do you think any of those politicians know anything about the common person, especially the ones that have been up in office for 20 years?
No. So why are you saying we wrong then? If that's the case, if you're
trying to You try to make it sound like the current president is doing a fantastic job representing the common man, and all these liberals are just looking out for your welfare. Are you kidding me?
I do think Barack Obama has more in touch with the common man than the current administration.
What about Hillary Clinton? You think she's in touch with the common person with all the millions she has?
But she's not the president.
Yeah, we're talking about cabinet members.
She's not the president in the cabinet. What are you talking about?
Well, what's wrong with the cabinet members being millionaires?
I was just explaining what people had an issue with. They were saying, I said, he's appointed a lot of millionaires to his cabinet. Most of them are millionaires, and they are people who have been successful in business, and he feels like if you haven't been successful in business, then
let me ask you a question, sir. Do you think that the cabinet he's picking is in touch with...
former general. I mean, is there something wrong with that? He ain't a millionaire.
I didn't say all of them. I said most of them.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think that most of his cabinet is in touch with the common man?
They probably have some amount of connection.
Shut up. The first thing you said when you called was they don't.
Is actually connected to the common person? Probably not.
Okay, then. So what you calling?
So what's the point? So you're agreeing with us?
I really follow up more matters. I think your show is terrible, and you're just...
So why are you listening?
We appreciate you for listening. Thank you for calling, though. We appreciate you listening.
Why you ain't let him get that off his chest if you don't like the show, bro? Let him go.
He said it.
I appreciate people who hate us and listen.
What does that tell you when people call in to tell you that they hate your show? Come on.
They really love this show.
Enjoy the love.
Hello, who's this?
Joe.
Yo, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because you really think that the Giants are going to beat the Cowboys.
Talk some sense into them, sir.
Did you say that first week, too?
What?
Did you say that first week as well?
Yeah, I did.
All right, and what happened? The Giants won again.
They were 2 yards away from getting the game-winning field goal, my man.
Well, that doesn't matter if they didn't win.
Doesn't matter if they won by 50 or they won by 2.
It doesn't matter, but everyone got to give Cowboys respect this year. Everyone's hating on them still just because they're haters.
I'm a Giants fan, and you Cowgirls are losing on
Everybody
Sunday.
Everybody relax. Man. The game is in a couple days. No need to talk about what's going to happen. Just save all that for Monday.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
I like Ab Soto. I was listening to the album. I only got to track 4. Track 4 is Threat to That Nature. I kept rewinding that record because he's really saying some intricate things in that song.
Right. Well, that's my guy, Ab. So shout out to everybody at TDE.
I don't know when I'm going to be in a mood to listen to J. Cole. I like J. Cole, too, but I got to be in a certain mood to listen to J. Cole.
I'm going to listen to that later today. I got a lot of running around to do. It's Friday. It's the perfect time to catch up on some music.
Yeah, if I was driving to Boston, that's a long plane ride to Boston. That's a long drive to Boston, a long plane ride to L.A. music.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm going to be doing today. On my way back, I'm listening to the whole J. Cole. All right.
Now we're going to fall asleep probably while driving.
Well, I don't say that. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Solange and why she ended up doing a seat at the table. She talked about the racist conversation that actually helped her make that album. Also, Kobe Bryant, congratulations to him and to Vanessa Bryant. We'll tell you what they had welcoming this weekend.
Okay, we'll get into all that.
Sorry, it's not the weekend, this week.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. It's a Friday!
Yay, it's Friday!
Everybody act fake happy and excited.
I'm happy and excited.
It's Friday. It's Friday. I have work to do, but at
least I don't got to get up at 4 in the morning tomorrow.
There you go. Well, let's get to the rumors. We found Kanye!
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kanye is out and about. He was actually in L.A. yesterday. He was at an art installation at the Pacific Design Center. He has blonde hair now, so he looks a little bit different than he did before he was hospitalized.
Looks a little crazy.
He does.
I don't know what made him do that.
He's mentally ill.
A lot of times when people want to make a change, they change their hair.
That is true. Girls will cut their hair bald. Absolutely. That is a fact.
All right. So he's also been working on some music at his home studio. Now, Farnsworth Bentley actually gave some explanation of what happened to Kanye. He said he never mourned his mother. That's at the root of this. You don't have to be a clinical psychologist to figure that out. That's the core of this. I think a lot of these things are coming up and coming out now. He said you have to look at it from his perspective. You put out the most amazing album. You're breaking records on merch. So what happens is you take that and then your fashion show just demolishes and fails. We all know more than anything that he wants to be successful in fashion. So when editors and everything are beating him up, that happens. You're on stage. Your wife gets robbed. He said, that happened. It's not okay. That's not something to question. That really happened.
When people say things like, you know, he never mourned his mother, you never stop mourning, though. Like, mourning's not a one-time thing. Like, that's not something you just do and you say, okay, it's out of my system.
Well, I think maybe he never really sat down and dealt with the emotions of it. Sometimes people just mask it and they just continue doing what they're doing. I'm going to go back to work. I don't even want to think about it. And they don't properly take the time.
You kind of got to in a way, though, right? Like, the world keeps moving, right?
We really don't know because we both have, all three of us have our parents around, so we don't know what that feeling is to lose a parent and being close to our parents.
Some people just hide their feelings about, you know, not even just mourning your parents, but things in general, and then it comes back later on.
I'm sure that it's a forever feeling, though. Like, it's your parents. Like, you're never going to stop mourning. Like, that's something you have to deal with for the rest of your life.
All right, now let's talk about Will Smith. He talked about filming Collateral Beauty. He was on Ellen DeGeneres, and he talks about that movie because it's a movie about a father who is devastated by his young daughter's death. But actually, behind the scenes, Will Smith was going through his own issues. Here's what he said.
What was really interesting is I got the screenplay right when my father was diagnosed. And I'm doing all of this research about a guy who experiences death, you know, at the time that, you know, my father was given 6 weeks. But it turned out to be such an amazing thing to have to work through and go through all of this. The performance for me and the movie for me and the ideas are so deeply personal. This film for me is the most personal and beautiful journey when art and life comes together in that way. And when you create something that potentially can help people get through difficult times.
That's dope. You already said some things you just got to work through because life's going to keep going regardless.
Well, he said it was when art and life came together also. So he had to do a movie dealing with the loss, you know, a father dealing with the loss of his daughter. At the same time, he's trying to cope with the loss of his father.
So it's therapeutic in a way.
So it was very therapeutic. So
and
that
the
was
emotions are probably really real when you see him acting them out on screen.
So I just thought that was an interesting conversation. Now, congratulations to Kobe. He just had a third daughter, Kobe and Vanessa Bryant.
You trying to get that boy?
Three girls.
Damn, Kobe was a hoe. Drop on the clues bombs for Kobe being a hoe. That's why I'm so scared to have a third child, because I know it's going to be another girl. When you was a hoe in a past life, you are going to get nothing but women. Jesus Christ, Kobe.
Well, Envy was not so bad because he has two boys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth. Something to that.
There was some balance.
Poor Kobe, man. If he had never put his penis in that desk clerk.
All right, and Solange talks about A Seat at the Table. You know I love that album. I listen to it all the time when I'm at home. And she talked about a conversation. She says, hearing two white men have a racist chat about R&B in her career is what pushed her to write this album. She was at the Huffington Post, and she said that she heard two white journalists discuss her music, her audience, and how much more considerate and grateful that she should be to white people for filling up venues for her. She said in 2013, she got some flack on Twitter. She said white journalists who write about R&B music should know who Brandy is, right?
That's a fact. I think so.
All right. The New York Times invited her to talk about cultural tourism in music on one of their podcasts, and she said, no, I don't feel the need to have a debate about something I was culturally a part of, and I didn't feel the need to defend that. So she said the host of the Times podcast, John Caramonica, who's white, talked about what she said on Twitter and also said that I went to Solange's concert and I noted who her audience was, and if I were her, I'd be careful of making these statements because I'd be careful not to bite the hand that feeds me.
So basically he's saying that since Solange has white fans, she shouldn't make black music and discuss black issues in her music, basically what he's saying.
Or he was saying basically don't say anything bad about, you know, white journalists need to know who Brandy is and she doesn't have to have a debate. Just don't, you know, just calm it down because you want to appeal to these white people that are in your audience.
Right.
And she felt like, don't try to tell me, you know, what I should do about my music or my art.
Well, yeah, that's the lesson to learn in that story is do what the hell you feel like doing when you feel like doing it. Express
and then you
yourself.
Make a great album like Absolutely. A Seat at the Table.
Yeah, express yourself. As long as your intentions are good, don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to do it. You don't have to do anything to appease anybody but yourself.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. We got front page news up next, Yee. What are we talking about?
Why your voice turned so dainty just now?
I don't know. What do you mean?
You talk so, sounded so dainty.
You like it?
Looked so delicate.
Do you like it?
Man, shut up.
All right, Yee, we got front page news. What are we talking
about? We're
going to
talk about Donald Trump and him having not just the job of president, but some other side gigs. You know, because you always got to have them side jobs.
Wait till his side hoes come out and he be like, I'm not letting go of them either. That's going to be amazing.
My goodness. All right, we'll get into all that. And Abso will be joining us, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, on Thursday night football, the Chiefs beat the Raiders 21-13. And don't worry, this Sunday, my Giants will be taking on the Cowgirls and will be beating them.
I don't know if you're trying to, like, speak this into existence or speak this into fruition, but you keep saying this over and over and over. All you're doing is making it very bad for you on Monday.
No, it's
That's
not.
That's all I'm saying. You're just making it very bad for you on Monday.
We're absolutely, positively winning.
I'll be watching that one.
All right.
I'm there. I'm going to the game. Me and my son.
You think because you're going, they're going?
Yes, every game I want, I want to. Yes, I am. I'm the
beige mascot that's going to will them to win. What you going to sag?
Yes.
Going to sag your pants a little bit, give Odell some extra motivation?
Hey, you better stop talking about Odell because he's not having it. I don't know if y'all saw what he was writing on Twitter yesterday.
No,
me and Odell going to jump you. You blocked from him.
Well, I don't know. They were saying he might be talking about Skip Bayless.
He was talking about Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about Donald Trump. Now, he's still the boss of Celebrity Apprentice? What's going on there?
Yes, Donald Trump is going to still be executive producer for Celebrity Apprentice even after taking office. So this is unprecedented because never before have we had a president that has produced reality TV shows. So his name will be listed in the credits. We don't know how much he's getting paid or whatever. He has a big stake in the show, so he clearly wants to stay on.
Drop on the clues bomb for Donald Trump, damn it.
Some people are wondering what does this mean for NBC, though, because they do report on Donald Trump, you know, and they have news stations and they have news shows and everything. So
I've never seen anything like this in my life. The whole election cycle, and then once he got elected, I was saying, the former executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice is our president. Now I can simply say the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice is our president.
The main thing is going to be a conflict of interest. So we'll see.
Conflict of interest? How?
For the network.
Donald Trump's whole life is a conflict of interest to being the president of the United States of America. Okay, I can't wait till Donald Trump's side holes come out and he's like, I'm not getting rid of them either. Okay, one big happy family in the White House.
Well, let's talk about Hillary now. Now, she said that fake news is what made her lose.
Well, she didn't say it made her lose. She was talking about it as an epidemic, not even just in politics, but in life in general. Now, she said that this was her first speech, by the way, since she lost the presidential election. And she addressed this during a speech. She was giving a speech at the Capitol for the retiring Nevada Senator Harry Reid. And this is what she had to say.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk.
Yes.
It's a danger that must be addressed. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
She's absolutely right. Fake news can have real-world consequences, and this is why it's very important, like I said earlier this week, and I've been saying all week, for us to create an online news network. I personally think it should be hosted primarily by young women of color, and that's the platform we need to put out real news and real narratives about our people. And the reason they need to be young and women of color, because I think our people suffer the most from misinformation. Like Denzel Washington said, if you don't read the paper, you're uninformed. If you read the paper, you're misinformed. So somebody has to get it right. Especially in this era.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, some ladies had a problem at Victoria's Secret yesterday, Yee?
This woman said she was actually devastated by what happened in Victoria's Secret.
All right, but she put some panties on, and there was some discharge in them?
Shut up. That's disgusting.
No, that's not what happened. She talked about how she was in there shopping, minding her business, and she was told to leave the store by somebody that worked there. Now, she says that what happened was there was a African-American woman that was allegedly accused of shoplifting at the store.
It's that time of year.
The manager told her and another woman they needed to leave the store, and she had nothing to do with it. She didn't come with the other women. They weren't together. She's like, why do I have to leave? Because somebody else did something. All right, here's what she had to say, and we'll get more into it.
I'm at Victoria's Secret in the Oxford Mall. It was another black female in here. Got caught stealing, right? So she asks me and another black female to leave because she can't tell us why, but we kicked out the store. I said, I can buy anything in this damn store I want to. But because another black female gets caught stealing, me and the other black female here, we have to be affiliated. So we're all put out.
See, we always got to pay for the sins of our people.
I think that's awful. Everybody else is shopping, minding their business, and I have to leave because somebody else got caught shoplifting? So if it was a white woman who got caught, do all the white women got to leave the store?
I don't know. I know that we always got to pay for the sins of our people, though. When one of us don't act right, they cast a wide net.
I would definitely wouldn't have left. I wouldn't have gone anyway. They'd have to call
you
the police.
You did a sit-in?
No, I wouldn't have moved. No, you're not going to make me leave.
I'll tell you what she did.
I'll tell you what she did. Sit-in in Victoria's Secret, Envy? Envy, like, I'm not going nowhere till I buy my panties and my bra sets.
I'll tell you what she did do when we come back.
You ass. All right, 800-585-1051. What would you do in this situation?
And we would do a sit-in.
I would move. I would not leave. Nah, I'm not going. Get the police, get security, get the armed guard. I ain't going nowhere.
Well, I like what she did, and I'm going to tell you what she did. But let's hear from you.
Yeah, what would you do? 800-585-1051. If this was you, call us up right now. Would you freeze?
Shut up, Envy.
That was so corny.
It was terrible.
Jesus Christ, man. Chloe, I mean, you thought that one through, too.
Oh, my God.
Would you freeze while that mannequin challenge
He's
instrumental?
He's frozen. He can't say
Ray
anything.
Ray Shmurda, the Black Beatles,
He's
is playing.
Frozen.
Stay
he
frozen.
Can't say
Stay
anything.
Your ass frozen. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. In this life, it's me and my girlfriend.
That was Jay-Z with Bonnie and Clyde. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about an African-American woman who was in Victoria's Secret, and they tried to play her. And tell the people what
happened. Well, they did play her, actually. She was told that she had to leave, and she said another woman was in here stealing. Here is her account.
I'm in Victoria's Secret in the Oxford Mall. It was another black female in here. Got caught stealing, right? So she asks me and another black female to leave because she can't tell us why, but we kicked out the store. I said, I can buy anything in this damn store I want to. But because another black female gets caught stealing, me and the other black female here, we have to be affiliated. So we're all put out.
Now, Kimberly continued this video for about 11 minutes, and she actually broke down and started crying. Listen to what else she had to say when she was in her car.
I already didn't need to be spending the money. Didn't need to be spending it. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself, whatever, and I got to come down here and deal with this BS. I can buy anything in that store I want. Why I got to be put out? Because I just happen to be black in Victoria's Secret and another black girl. But the thing is, me and the other black girl, we didn't even come in the store together. And that's all I wear is Victoria's Secret panties. So if I'm down to my last pair of drawers, I'm going to be free balling if I got to come down here.
Now, I wouldn't have left the store. I'm not going nowhere. You're going to have to call the cops. You're going to have to call security. You're going to have to call my mama. I'm not leaving. You have to arrest me. I'm in there shopping. I'm paying money. I'm not going nowhere.
Well, I actually like what she did do, which she did film everything that was going on, because I love when stories like this go viral, because that employee actually ended up getting fired, and Victoria's Secret did release a statement apologizing. They said what happened at our store should have not happened and does not represent who we are or what we stand for. The store associate involved in this matter is no longer employed with the company.
Good.
So
yeah, see, this is my thing.
And she returned with 50 other people to protest.
See, that's dope. See, I go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated. So if they'd have told me I had to leave, I'd have just cursed everybody out, got it on camera, reported it later, and, you know, did exactly what she did. The young girl got fired, right? She complained to corporate,
fired.
Come back with 50 people, complained
some
more.
And now the story is viral,
exactly.
And everybody knows it was the Victoria's Secret at Quinter Mall, and we know what happened.
Yeah,
the problem is convenience, though. You know, if I live close to this neighborhood, this is where I shop. I don't want to have to travel 2, 3, 4 towns over to go to another Victoria's Secret.
Well, she can go
now.
Go
the girl
now.
Got fired.
She got justice.
I bet it won't happen again.
Yeah, she got justice now. They should have gave her a free credit. I'm sure she got a nice few thousand dollar credit.
No, and I'm sure she can sue. It seemed like it was very traumatic for her. I can't imagine somebody telling me I have to leave because another black person got caught stealing.
She can buy all the thongs she want at least until next summer.
You stupid. Hello, who's this?
This is Alexis from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, Alexis, what would you do if they try to kick your ass out the store saying another black person stole and they kicking all the blacks out?
I would sit my ass right there. I would not go. They would have to physically move me because I work at a retail store and we can't even, like, say anything about them stealing. We can't even let them know that we think they're stealing.
Really?
You know? Yeah, we have to say something like, hi, oh, I found a T-shirt that goes with those shorts. And let's say they just put those shorts in their pants. We can't even say you were stealing and we have to put you out.
So when do you call security?
We call security as soon as we know, but, like, we got to keep them in the store because once they're gone, they're gone. So you have to, like, you know, kind of play them with the sarcasm thing.
What store you work at? I'm about to come rack up.
Stop it.
I work at Forever 21.
And let me ask you a question, though. Why do you... Why do y'all care so much?
Care about what?
When people steal, does it come out of y'all checks or something?
Because it's not you.
No, it doesn't steal, but we have to make money. If the store doesn't make money, we don't get ours.
Y'all going to still get paid. Those are big corporations. Because I always think about stuff like that when I see certain people come in there and steal it. I'm like, I ain't dying for no panties.
I mean, he's dying.
What?
Well, that's because Charlamagne used to do a lot of shoplifting.
So.
I kind of figured that.
You can feel it, right?
Like. I still shoplift now from time to time.
Okay, everybody kicked out of CVS.
Keep the blood going, Mama.
But now, what Charlamagne said is right. Like, you look at people that will fight a shoplifter, and you'd be like, well, why? You don't get no extra for getting. You don't get no extra for getting the shoplifter.
But there's security who that is their job to do that. And you know what? I think with security, they also get bonuses when they catch people stealing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hello, who's this?
A store, and that used to happen.
Hello?
So, Envy, what's good?
What's up, bro? What's your name?
This is Brandon.
Brandon, now what would you do if you were in that situation? You were trying to buy some panties for yourself, maybe a lady, right? And they
scared. I was trying to get something for the lady.
Okay, just making sure.
For the lady.
And what happened?
Like, honestly, yo, I wouldn't leave, but I would, like, try to cause as much attention and then let it be known what happened, and then I ain't spending my money there no more. They'll never get another penny from me. And then I'll spread the word, and hopefully other people will follow suit.
Well, Victoria's Secret did do the right thing in their defense. They did fire the woman right away, and they apologized. So
what was that? Sorry? That's it?
I mean,
that's pretty much what it is, though. It's sorry to happen.
Because I've never had a problem at a Victoria's Secret before, so... You know, it could be just one bad employee who no longer works there.
Yeah, I mean, and one employee don't represent the whole situation. And once the store makes it right.
It's just like Charlamagne said, though. When we mess up, they cast a wide net on us.
That is true. One bad apple with us spoils the whole bunch.
Exactly.
That's the reason racial profiling exists.
Exactly. So why can't we do the same?
All right. Well, thank you for calling. But I would definitely sue. I would be distraught.
I love Victoria's Secret.
I'm a little distraught right now. I'm scared to go to Victoria's Secret.
They don't really have a lot of matching bras to go with the bottoms a lot of times, though.
So what you do? You be mix matching?
No. I mean, you can find it. You just got to hunt.
You wear bras?
Yes, he does. 800-585-1051. What would you do if you went in Victoria's Secret and another black person was stealing and they asked all the black people to leave? Would you leave? I wouldn't. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. You want to fill the people in?
Yes, a young woman was in the store shopping. Her name is Kimberly Hosa, and she said she and another black woman were told they had to leave the store because a third person was in there. A third African-American woman was accused of shoplifting, but she wasn't even with the person. She was there on her own, and she was very upset and hurt and embarrassed and ashamed that they made her leave the store. So she left, and she filmed everything, and she actually came back later on with 50 protesters, and Victoria's Secret has since issued an apology.
I wonder, did they catch the girl that was actually shoplifting?
They had her.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder why they took... See, that's crazy. That goes back to what I said. One bad apple for us spoils the whole bunch, because I bet you in their mind, they saw this one black girl shoplifting and then saw three other black girls and was like, they come in groups. They come in bunches.
They're here together, conspiring. Yes. They haven't looked at each other. They haven't spoken with each other. They came in individually. But it has to be a conspiracy. All three of these black women.
So what would you do? I wouldn't leave. There's no way I would leave that store. They'd have to call the security. They'd have to call the news crew.
They did call the security.
Because I wouldn't move. There's no way you would get me to move.
She played it the right way.
She filmed it. She filmed when security came and everything. And the security said, look, the mall security team was just following instructions from the Victoria's Secret employee. So it wasn't on them. They didn't know what was going on.
And I'm sure she got a nice big credit from Victoria's Secret, probably about $3,000-$4,000. She can buy all the little boy shorts she wants.
No, F that credit. She gonna sue. She gonna get some money. Hell no. She gonna get some real money.
Right.
No way she go somewhere to shop and they kick her out. Let's go to the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Remy, man, from Atlanta.
What's going on
from Atlanta now? I'm sure you've been to an Atlanta Victoria's Secret buying some panties for yourself, right?
You might have been.
Yeah, man. But on an awkward note, I also went with
you. One of them guys that got ass shots in Atlanta?
Nah, man. I went with my older sister, too, because she wanted to get some stuff for herself.
That's weird, bro.
You went panty shopping with your sister?
That's weird, bro.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird, bro.
That's weird, bro. Tell your sister I know pickings are slim in Atlanta because a lot of the men are gay, but she don't got to date her brother.
Oh, man. Come on. Don't do me like that. Come on, man.
What would you do?
Me being an immigrant, I'm actually from... Pakistan. So like we don't want, our sense of oppression is relatively new compared to you guys. So it's just in that situation, I would just leave, man. I'm already an immigrant. I'm already on the downside, so I don't want any trouble.
But I'm sure you have a lot of problems at the airport, right?
Not really. I mean, I usually shave and make sure not to have a turban and whatnot, so it's just not a...
That's whack, though, man. You should not have to oppress yourself, you know what I'm saying, just to appease people at the airport.
You're right. You should be...
Yeah, but hold on. You said you would leave?
Hey, man, I don't know if you know about Atlanta TSA, man. They are nuts. So I'd rather get from point A to B than deal with the mess.
But
so,
answer this. You said
I understand, but damn, bro.
You said you would leave the store and you wouldn't do anything else? You would just leave?
I would leave, but I would tell people, like the manager, like of the mall, or I would tell people, like, and that's definitely, I would take action, but I would take action after I leave the store. I wouldn't make a scene in the store.
Yeah, but this guy, it's the same guy that's shaving his beard and taking his turban off to go to the airport, so you know he don't have no problem appeasing people.
Yeah, he just want to deal with the beard.
You can't be like that, bro. Sometimes I like to act extra black when I sense anything like that, okay?
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, now what would you do in that situation? You're in Victoria's Secret buying some bras and panties, and they tell you to get your ass out.
Yeah, I wouldn't have left. I'm with you on that. We would have to stay at the city, but that wouldn't even happen to me because I can't fit nothing in there. But
that's the real problem.
Where you buy your lingerie from, boo?
Lane Bryant.
I think you're going to say Lane
Bryant. Don't play with me.
I knew you were going to say Lane Bryant.
Okay, so let's say somebody is shoplifting in Lane Bryant, right? And she gets kicked out, and they make you
The panties too big in Lane Bryant. You can't just stick them in your bag.
Right? Yeah, you can't just put them in your bag and go. But I ain't got nothing to do with the next person. I don't care what she's doing. I'm going to buy my big panties.
There you go.
I don't care what she's doing with her big panties. I don't care about that.
Hey, God bless you and your big drawers, girl. Go on, big girl, what you going to do? Go on, big girl, what you going to do?
Okay.
She started jiggling.
Thank you, mama. Oh, my goodness. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. And if you do go someplace where you're just tolerated and they flex on you, flex on their ass back.
My goodness. All right. E, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about a new show that Whoopi Goldberg is going to be doing. Also, Shia LaBeouf. He has some things to say about Soulja Boy, and it's nice and sweet. He actually said that he thinks that Soulja Boy is a sweet kid.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yo. Summer's ours.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk J. Cole.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, J. Cole's album, For Your Eyes Only, is out. 10 tracks on that album. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
I got to be in a vibe to listen to J. Cole. I think J. Cole's very dope. He's definitely one of the top three of this new generation, but I got to be in a vibe to listen to J. Cole.
All right, it's 44 minutes long, and there's no guest contributions on this album.
It's nice playing ride music. Damn, another album with no guests?
I'm excited about this.
And the songs that we heard recently, Everybody Dies and False Prophets, is not on this album. Now, he also rhymes over Bryson Tiller's exchange on the song Deja Vu. Check it out.
She f*** with small town, cause I got bigger dream. Listen.
Club jumping, don't stop, on top. But you know we only go to 2 o'clock. Put your motherfucking hood up. It's the weekend. Drop that ass up and get the freaking. Last call at the bar, ladies, get a drink. Get some balls, ain't no telling you gon' see that tomorrow.
And everybody's talking about he just recently had a daughter, right? Because he's married. Shout out to Melissa. And he has a couple of songs in there talking about being a dad. She's Mine Part 2. Check out what he said.
Reminisce when you came out the womb. Tears of joy, I think, filled up the room. You are now the reason that I fight. I ain't never did nothing this right in my whole life. Got me thinking. Am I worthy of this gift?
Oh yeah, that's definitely plane ride music. I got to listen to that on the plane when I'm reclined, laid back. I ain't got to talk to nobody, no distractions, just in the air with that in my headphones.
He's pouring out his feelings, man.
Listen, can we talk about how much money J. Cole must be making? He won't be having no features on his album.
He ain't gotta pay nobody.
He does his own production.
Yeah.
He don't get no haircuts. He walks around in basketball shorts and t-shirts and rides city bikes.
And rides a bike.
Drops one of Clues bombs for probably the most frugal rapper we've ever seen in the history of rap music, J. Cole. He is a true Carolina.
He don't really go out.
Kendrick, though. Kendrick, too, though. Kendrick is the same. He don't spend no money either.
Kendrick don't look as poor as Cole. I'm going to be honest with you.
What?
He don't. But Cole getting that guap.
Hey, they both are.
Don't let nobody fool you.
Yeah, they both are.
Cole definitely out here moving like a rich old white man. And dressing like one, too.
All right, now let's talk about Lloyd Banks. Congratulations to him, since we're talking about having babies. He had his daughter yesterday. Now, we only know this because Lloyd Banks hasn't said it. It's because Tony Yayo, the voice.
Banks never talks.
Yes.
Yeah, Banks never talks.
Tony Yayo went on Instagram and posted a picture of him and Lloyd Banks. Congrats, my brother, at Lloyd Banks on having his baby girl today. The best gift ever for Christmas. So congratulations to them.
Drop on a Clues bomb for Lloyd Banks and his new seed.
Yeah, he ain't said nothing about it yet, but thanks, Tony Yayo, now we know. All right, Shia LaBeouf, he has no hard feelings towards Soulja Boy. As a matter of fact, he thinks that Soulja Boy is really sweet. Check it out.
Shia, can you say anything about Soulja Boy?
Oh, he's a sweetheart, bro. He don't mean it.
You know, you gonna get him into films?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think he can do it on his own, probably. He's a pretty enigmatic character.
All right, see? So no hard feelings between this whole beef with Soulja Boy and Shia LaBeouf.
I gotta go Google enigmatic.
Enigmatic?
What does that mean?
Enigmatic.
What's that mean? Let me Google.
Yeah, Google that.
See how much I can get on Scrabble for that one.
Enigmatic. All right, now Whoopi Goldberg is going to be doing a new project. Her contract with The View is over at the end of this season, but she is working on a new dramatic series for Bravo. Now, this series is going to be set in modern times. It's about a Harlem crime boss who reunites with her eldest son. Originally, she thought he was dead, but he returns to New York to run for mayor. Her son was able to pass as a white man. He faked his death as a teenager and left New York so he could start a new life.
That movie sounds very enigmatic.
It's a series.
Oh, that's serious.
On Bravo.
You just can't use that word, man, if you don't know what it means.
It sounds very enigmatic. It means difficult to interpret or understand. Mysterious.
Spell it.
Enigmatic.
Ding, 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 ding.
You know I'm a spelling bee champ. Stop it.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Don't you do it, Charlamagne.
What you going to say, Charlamagne?
Now he's talking about his donkey. You got donkey today coming up?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Shut up, Yee. Always trying to press me. You're pressing me. All right. Okay. Yes, Donkey today for this Friday is going to Young Thug. Thugger Thugger needs to come to the front of the congregation.
Spell Thugger.
We like T-H-U-G-G-A. We like to have a word with him.
Ding, ding, ding,
okay?
Ding, ding. All right.
It's a lesson. It's an opportunity to teach here.
All right. Donkey today up next. Keep it locked.
See?
What I am.
See?
It's a fact.
See?
Nope.
You see that bait she putting out there?
Nope. Donkey Day's up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Friday, December 9th, goes to Young Thug. Thugger, Thugger. I'd be lying to you all and myself if I told you I don't like Young Thug. That man is a free spirit, and his music is jamming. I respect the fact he don't give a damn what people say about the way he dresses. He just does him, and I salute that. But what I saw from Thug this week at the airport in Atlanta was completely out of line. If you haven't heard, Young Thug was having some issues with TSA workers And in the video I saw, he offered the two young ladies $15,000 each. And one of the ladies told him, you need to get me off of camera and you need to step away from this counter. Did I get that right, G?
Well, yeah, he offered them $15,000 to quit their job. I mean, $15,000 to quit their jobs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Young Thug proceeded to tell these women they were rude, and it went all downhill from there. Let's just hear it. Listen.
Y'all don't feel like I'm black.
No, not that, Eddie. Jesus Christ. They ran at the airport, Eddie. My God. That's our new producer, Eddie.
What's up, Eddie?
He's learning. He's learning the place. I want the ran at the airport first, Eddie.
There we go.
Seattle, Washington, man.
No, Eddie. The rent at the airport. Turn that off. No, Eddie. The rent at the
airport. It's so rude. They peasants. They saying they manager on the way. I don't want to talk to the manager. Y'all ain't. Your manager peasant. Y'all ain't.
Hold on.
I give y'all bone that whole 15,000 pieces to quit your job. I'm getting you bone one more chance. Look at get their hair. Sink in on the hair. They have that as a mother. I'm glad you turned around. Look at it. Don't be.
Okay, let's play it one more time. Can you play it one more time? I just want people to make sure they heard that. And it's
these two ants are so rude. They peasants. They saying they manager on the way. I don't want to talk to the manager. Y'all ain't. Your manager peasant. Y'all ain't.
Hold on.
I give y'all bone that whole 15,000 pieces to quit your job. I'm getting you bone one more chance. Look at get their hair. Sink in on the hair. They have that as a mother. I'm glad you turned around. Look at it. Don't be.
Jesus Christ,
oh, my now, gosh. Come on.
Now, why are you talking down on the people like that?
Terrorizing these poor women at the airport.
I understand you was angry, my brother, but you can't move off emotion. You have to move off strategy. You flexing on TSA workers? Money's not power, brother, because if money was power in that situation, you would have shown more restraint because you got all the power. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. True power is restraint. You will always suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything. You know, what you said to them TSA workers, you know, That wasn't power, okay? That was just pure emotion. And now they got you looking crazy. I saw you on Academics Instagram yesterday attempting to clarify the situation. Let's hear some of the things Young Thug had to say about everybody attacking him for what he said about the young ladies.
Seattle, Washington, man. Unfortunately, I can't make my show.
No, not that one, Eddie.
I got into
the whole one.
That's him apologizing to Seattle.
I just choose not to get into that because I know me. I'm the type of person that's going to be like, if we ain't going to goddamn stand up for our culture and kill nigga and goddamn get this shit together, it ain't no use for me even speaking on it. I don't respect who say Black Lives Matter and don't do nothing to help Black Lives. Don't take a situation about me arguing with these two black ass for making me miss my money and try to mix everybody black into it. Let's really pay some tuition. Let's pay some. Let's not count for the internet. Let's go pay some tuition for some people who really need them for real. Let's do it. My mom got 11 kids. I bought everybody houses and cars. Y'all just talking and tweeting and capping. We in the same boat. I'm a superstar. You're a superstar. I know you cap. I know you're not going to pay for nothing. Y'all don't give a damn about nobody. I forgot to say I meant. I sent my money to Haiti. Who sent some money to Haiti? They rap. I hear crickets.
Okay, see, this is what Young Thug don't understand. I totally understand people being upset at the nappy head comments. I understand people being upset he said they look like Africans. That was in there, too, but we don't have that part. But
and calling them peasants.
Calling them peasants.
Ants.
Ants. You know, we can take all of that out of this situation, and it's still dead wrong. You simply just don't treat people like that, okay? I respect him for taking care of his family and friends, but what do I always say? When you want to see the true character of a person, watch how they treat people who can't do anything for them. You call these people ants, peasants, like you wasn't probably broke and poor living in the hoods of Atlanta a few years ago, the majority of your life probably. One of your big homies or your OGs needs to simply tell you, young brother, don't forget where you came from because you could easily go back, all right? Same people you meet when you up, you will meet when you down. And they're not going to remember anything but how you made them feel. You don't talk to people like that. Once again, if you want to see the real character of a person, watch how they treat people who can't do anything for them. Yeah, you got more money than them you got more money than them now, but so what? Okay, money don't make you better than nobody. You may be more financially well off than others, but you're not better. You ever heard the saying, some people are so poor, all they have is money? That's how you look in this situation right now. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how expensive your dress is, young thug. If you got poor character, you're a poor person. Always remember, your money don't make you better than people. Your behavior does. Please give young thug some of the smooth sounds in the Hamiltones. You got those, Eddie?
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
And he could have offered more than 15,000 for them to quit their jobs.
15,000 is a lot of money.
What he should do is he should apologize to those women and go down to that airport and personally give those women a nice Christmas present with 15 grand in the Christmas box. Okay?
Right. Sometimes when you're just dead wrong, the only thing you can do is try to apologize and admit that you're wrong. And like Envy said, buy your way out.
Fix that bad karma you created for yourself by talking to those women in that manner.
And then filming it and putting it online.
All right. And well, thank you for that donkey.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Eddie, please. Eddie got one tweet this morning.
Don't make him.
Listen, Eddie got a tweet this morning, and somebody said, hey, your producer's on point. And Eddie goes, don't jinx me.
And what'd you do?
I guess we jinxed him.
Yeah. That audio was all over the place. All right. When we come back, Absol will be joining us. Of course,
yes,
he's from
that's
TDE. His album is out today, so we're going to kick it with him when we come back. So
he
don't
put
go
out a
anywhere.
New song yesterday also that we talk about in this interview, Raw.
Okay. Well, we'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Beyonce. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Fresh off the plane.
Solo.
With the album out, Solo. Which we had to get you up here. We didn't know this was happening.
For the first time ever, TDE sent the album beforehand. Before the artist came.
Yeah. Day Free. Day
they never
Free
do
sent
that.
The
they bring
album.
The artists that don't have the album, but they sent it to us.
Which was a big deal because it is an album that nobody knew was coming out, so we got our hands on it early.
As you get to busting down the album, it's really, really a, like a woman appreciation album.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, word. So I just kind of wanted to do it in a way. I wanted to kick it to the women like how we kick it. I wanted to talk to them like homies versus like serenading them.
But you did it differently on dark beats.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Not all of them, though.
I mean, you know, it's some
YMS wasn't nice. I like that one.
Yeah, it's the gray area. Mm-hmm. This album is the gray area, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's the silver lining.
I get the feeling you think God could possibly be a woman.
Yeah, that's the concept. Okay. The chicken came before the egg. Yeah. The thesis.
What made you come to that conclusion?
I feel like we reaching this level of spirituality, even like, you know, I went to the strip club. I don't go to the strip club. I went to the strip club and shot one of my joints off of the album. What, Womanagami?
Okay, Womanagami.
Yeah, so I'm on there, you know, I'm talking about like Nefertiti and Aphrodite and stuff. And so I got these half naked women coming up to me, thanking me like, thank you for like, you know, speaking, you know, I've never been able to dance to Aphrodite and Nefertiti. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's all been so ignorant, half naked at that. You know what I'm saying?
Would those women approve of the scrippers, though?
You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's kind of like, I feel like they want to get into that.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? They
got
to do what they got to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Got you.
We respect that, but they want to get into those conversations. That's what I feel like. So I just kind of wanted to, with this album, you know I'm conceptual.
Absolutely.
I like to get a concept and stick to it, but that's what really kind of turned me on about the concept.
I took a Bible in the script club once. In Columbia, South Carolina. I took the Bible in the script club and was holding the Bible up at all the strippers, making them touch it. Some of them was running.
Is that the same strip club?
It was Christmas. Hey. I was like, I don't want y'all to forget the reason for the season.
Is that the same strip club you picking the money back up off the floor?
That's ill, though, because, you know, it's like, that's the lust then.
I keep mine on me now.
Yeah.
I keep mine on me. Come on now.
That's why you call them the God. You know what I'm saying? Church.
Are you still with your woman?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm sure that affects you, too, when you're doing your music.
Yeah.
You guys have been together for a minute.
Yeah, we've been together for a while, so, you know.
You changed her, by the way.
I mean, you know.
She evolved a lot.
Yeah, you know, and I let you tell it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? but, you know, I feel like she, you know what I'm saying? I feel like she helped me out a lot, too.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what you're supposed to do, help
right.
each other out a lot.
It's an exchange of power, you know? Relationship is exchange of, you know, exchange of power, and, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like we, you know. Me being from the West or being from the East, she's Spanish. I'm the, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I got to talk about the first song, Raw, because you addressed some beef that you said Kendrick can't get his hands dirty, so he was going to do it.
Yeah.
And you talked about Jay Electronica.
Yeah. Peace, God.
Was it a conscious decision for Kendrick to say he's not going to address this? And then you
No,
were like,
that was a conscious decision for me to tell Kendrick not to address it. Felt like I had a spiritual relationship with Jay Electronica. I never really got to meet him in the flesh. But we had a lot of great conversations, like via text. He gave me a lot of good game that I'll keep between us or whatever, you know. And we really, I looked at, you know, that's the Asiatic black god to me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And so for him, you know, when I seen that little Periscope thing, and you know, Dot was going up for the Grammys, and I just really didn't like that. And you know, we're really brothers, like, you know what I'm saying? We're really brothers. And Kendrick's album, it wasn't even about that. His album was about, like, positive album, speaking on the issues that I feel Jay would want us to speak on.
Right.
So for him to do that, you know, in the fashion that he did, I just had to, You know what I'm saying? I had to step in and say something, you know what I'm saying? And now he's apologized since then, so right. I'm going to just say, you know, I did it for the same reason he did it.
We had a lot of discussions about the Pimp a Butterfly. Like, I love the idea of the album. I just don't know if I like the sound. Like, there's certain records I like more than others. Like, I love We Gonna Be Alright. I love Black of the Berry. But
right.
That album, to me, is very uplifting, though. Like, at certain times when I listen to it, like, if I'm in the car, it makes me feel a certain kind of way that other music doesn't.
I just don't like, I didn't like the sound.
I was talking to Punch about it. It's a hard listen for, you know, maybe like the urban generation. You know what I'm saying? If you don't really come from like that era of those samples and like
not if you heard the previous album, because I think people were expecting something else.
And it was, yeah,
and it happens really, to you too. Yeah. Where people expect something from
and we
you.
We like to do that,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Because we like to challenge ourselves,
right?
You know, you got to, you know, whether you know whether you hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? I respect a great challenge all the time. So I was very inspired by him doing that and like the science of it. You know, him running it through analog, the old school way, like the work that they put in. The science behind it, I respect that, and that's what I really wanted to do this time around. And so, like, my thing about, you know, I grew up in a record shop, so I'm familiar with a lot of the samples that he used. I sold them, you know what I'm saying? So I came up on a lot of that music, so I know he was trying to make an album that his mom and his dad would appreciate.
You hey, you grew up in a record shop. You one of them young old men?
His parents
yeah,
owned a record
shop. Yeah. No, I had a cradle in there.
Got you right.
Yeah. Had a cradle. I was working the night. I was working the single section.
Okay.
I was selling Hov maxi singles.
Okay.
For $4.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about artists like not really knowing their history with music and hip-hop?
That's my
like,
biggest issue. It's my biggest issue is because, you know, hip-hop is intelligent movement. You know what I'm saying? I got to enforce that. To be hip is to be intelligent. The hop is the movement. I feel like, you know, shout out to KRS-One, a large part of my intellect, you know what I'm saying? My vocabulary in general comes from hip-hop, from listening to hip-hop music, from listening to Nas, listening to Jay-Z, Eminem. You know?
But you know, a lot of artists say that, but they always stop at, they start at KRS, Nas, and Jay.
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole...
You don't hear the youngins talking like that, though. That's
right.
Why I like to hear that.
Right, that's what
and
I'm saying.
And you had an advantage growing up in a record shop, too.
Once I really got into hip-hop, I had to go back and do the research.
Right. They're doing a movie on the Sugar Hill Gang. They're doing a movie on Roxanne Shanté. I think things that help.
Exactly.
For people to listen to the music and go back and research it.
I think the kids need to know this history. I think it's important to know your roots or whatever, you know, the roots of music. I mean... You know, even in my album now, you know, a lot of the concepts are rock and roll. I tried to dig deep into the origin of music, you know, and the influences of music. But me being a hip hop artist, I got to make sure I keep that intelligent movement going. I think that's what a large part of High Power is about.
All right, we got more with Abso when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building, the homie Abso. His album is out right now.
Let's talk about some of them bars. You said we don't speak on sexism as much as we should.
We really should. Yeah.
You think that's why Hillary didn't win the election?
Oh, man. You sure you want to have this conversation?
Of course, let's do it.
I heard you talking about
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's in the music.
See, that go back to electronica.
Okay.
Gave me some good game about speaking up on these issues. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Oh, he told you don't speak about it? See, I don't like that, though. I feel like hip-hop was always rebellious.
But it's
always
now.
Focus mind.
But it's too much surveillance now.
So what?
I mean, hey, but look.
A lot. Listen, only a lie you should fear.
Well, church. But, so I'm going to kick it to you. I honestly feel like, you know, that was just, you know, my whole thing with the presidency is just the Electoral College. I mean, you know, you could do your own research on that. I feel like kind of the powers that be got lined up.
It's rigged,
I mean, rigged, basically. I mean, that's just how I felt.
I see some people are taking back their votes, too.
Yeah, and, like, to be honest, too, like, I honestly thought it was going to be, like, wild. I thought, like, Hillary was going to get, like, popular vote, like, the people's vote by a grip, and then the Electoral College would wipe her out. Everybody would go chaotic, but it was a fair fate. It was she only was up by, like, 2. 2.5.
Do you think it was too much of a threat to white male authority to have 8 years of a black president than 4 of a woman?
I mean, that's a conversation we could have. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I was like, look, I'm trying to sell some records, y'all.
I'm saying, but look, I got to be politically correct with speaking about these things.
Yeah, because
it's like, you know, you feel me? I want to just make sure that don't take my word for
you
it.
You don't have to be politically correct, though, because you're not a politician.
Kinda. Kind of a politician, kind of. You know what I'm saying? The politics is real here.
Listen, this is my thing, right? You say you want to be politically correct, but you got a line that says the American flag was designed by...
Oh, gosh. I was like, ooh,
and I'm quoting Absol.
with all disrespect,
yeah.
I think.
Yes, but explain that.
Yeah, I heard that.
On that one.
Give it to me. No,
I'm being politically correct.
That was politically correct.
I did clutch my pearls.
Explain your line. Explain your line.
They take that word out of songs.
With all disrespect, I think.
So it was purposely meant to offend. So how'd you come to that conclusion? Like, what's gay about the American flag?
Oh, because the line prior is
we went from picking cotton for men in wigs and stockings to liberation and renaissances.
Gotcha.
So I'm saying, like, the founding fathers of this country dressed like women. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like they, like, knew the power of the beauty in the woman. Like, they wore, like, capris and stockings with nice cats, you know what I'm saying? With the wigs.
Men do it now.
We had a whole discussion about this.
Men do it now.
Things come back around.
Discussion about Mike Epps, like, not taking a picture with somebody who was openly gay. Yeah. And, you know, they said that he was being harassed by this person throughout the show and they were posing all crazy.
Right.
But does it matter to you, like, if somebody comes up to you, they're transgender?
No, I'm not homophobic at all. Do your own thing. Mm-hmm. But I was just that reference when I say, like, when I use the term instead of homosexual.
You can't say that word, man.
He's trying to.
It rhymed with flag.
No.
That's all it's fucked up to. It just rhymed with flag.
This guy is great.
But what do you think about artists that dress like women and the clothes are tighter and guys are wearing women's clothes?
I'm saying, like, you know, what goes around comes back around. I think, you know, that's a large part of this concept. I think we're coming around to, you know, a lot of guys are kind of feeling the power of the woman. Time of the Divine Feminine. Ain't that Mac album?
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of them. I love women, but I don't want to be one.
Right. So I'm saying, like, we got to find a medium. That's why I didn't want to serenade the woman with this album. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to him like how I would talk to the homies.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? Versus, like, you know, singing to him and, like, you know, oh, he cares about us. I wanted to talk to him like I would talk to, you know, one of the homies about it. You know what I'm saying? So,
By the way, that's very, very rare for artists from the West Coast. Because I said it.
Word.
I always had this conversation. The West Coast is what warped all of our minds when it comes to how we treat our women.
Yeah.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Yeah, you know, the knees suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I might pay your rent.
So that's very... for artists from the West Coast to say, I want to empower women is like...
But you actually say that on the album so people don't get it misconstrued.
Correct.
Because you want to let them know, I am not trying to put down women. I want to empower
this
women.
This is empowering. And for, you know, they got to take a few on the chin, too. You know what I'm saying?
Pause.
Not pause.
Like, even the old West Coast videos, like, they ripped the girl's top off, throw beer on them.
They were crazy.
But these were the highlights of the videos.
That's what you remember.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You wanted to see her with her top off. You wanted to see that. Like, we can't undermine that at all. Mm. So, you know, I just wanted to. That was, you know, the main focal point of the album. You know what I'm saying?
Why'd you decide to reveal your eyes on the cover of this album? Because you always got the shades on. You got them on.
I mean, well, you know, I can't handle the flash. So, you know, that was the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we took, like, hours trying to get them open.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Right.
If you type in my name on Google, if you type in Absol, one of the searches is going to be eyes.
Is that part of the marketing plan? Like, listen, we need you to be more politically correct and show your eyes.
Hey,
it's just revealing more of yourself.
You feel me? You know, ladies think it's sexy. You know what I mean? So it worked out. You know what I'm saying?
So you're the fifth album that's out on TDE this year. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be six.
Mm-hmm.
So we assume that after your album, SZA's album is coming.
Absolutely.
And you going head up with J. Cole. You care about stuff like album sales?
Cole! I don't care about that type of stuff. Cole's my man. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm glad we kind of met up, you know.
It's going to be a good day for music. Yassine Bey also has an album. So I like when a lot of great albums come out on the same day because it gives you a lot to do over the weekend.
Exactly.
I like the albums come out on Fridays now.
Yeah, that's dope.
Because that gives you the weekend to, like...
I love the holiday season because I'm off. I can listen to music.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You got a feature on the Kendrick Cole album?
I can't speak on that. I wish I could. What you think?
You think that's going to come anytime?
You know, I'm saying these guys, man, you know, they move like the mob, man. You know, you never know with these guys.
How many songs they got in?
I don't know too much about it.
He's really trying to get...
I just hope they use my verse. Yeah, they just need to use my verse.
But there is a Kendrick Cole album.
There's a Kendrick. They got it.
Wow.
I want to see that happen. You know what I mean? But I just
you
think
heard
that,
it. Stop it.
I'm saying, but these guys, bro, they'll have something today.
Yeah.
You come back next week and they got, you know what I'm saying? They done bought Cardo, got Wangs in here and Dahi. And I'm just like, what happened to Soundwave? What's up?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just sit back and just, you know, just observe.
Do what thou wilt.
And we appreciate you joining us.
Fresh off the plane. Thank you for coming and stopping through to see us.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Appreciate y'all, man. Solo.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I just want to say this. Go Giants! Okay, got it out.
Bro, why do you keep doing that? You're just making it bad for yourself on Monday. I'm telling you, you're making it really bad for yourself on Monday when my Cowboys bust your Giants ass.
No, we're going to bust your ass.
So you telling me?
Shout out to Odell. Shout out to Odell. We going to bust your ass. Shout out to 50 Cruz. We busting your ass, all Cowboys' asses.
Okay, so you and Odell going to get all up in the Cowboys' asses. What
Stop
you telling
Stop it.
Me?
Odell ain't having this right now.
I didn't say that.
Leave
him alone.
I just
said we going to bust your ass.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. We found Kanye.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Kanye is back. That's right. He surfaced yesterday in L.A. He was at an art installation at the Pacific Design Center, and he has blonde hair now. So I don't know if you guys had a chance to see these pictures.
He looked a little crazy.
Yeah. I don't know about the blonde hair.
Isn't that the thing, though, when you first saw the picture of Kanye, you looking at it and examining it to try to see signs of crazy, and you see the blonde hair?
You're like, why is he blonde?
Yeah.
He looks like an older Chris Brown now or something.
Hey, don't do Chris like that.
Well,
remember that old movie Demolition Man? Hey, kids, that's before your time, but Google it.
All right, well, Farnsworth Bentley, who is close friends with Kanye, said he never mourned his mother, and that's at the root of this breakdown, this meltdown that he had. He said you don't have to be a clinical psychologist to figure that out. He also said you have to look at it from his perspective. You put out the most amazing album. You're breaking records on merch. So then you take that, your fashion show demolishes and fails. We all know more than anything that he wants to be successful in fashion, so when editors and everything are beating him up, that happens, and then you're on stage, your wife gets robbed, and it's... You know, it's not okay. So
I agree with all of that. But, you know, the thing is, you'll never stop mourning a parent or a child or anybody that you love and that you're close to. Like, you never stop mourning. You mourn
But
forever.
I think maybe he just didn't deal with the emotions from that. And it's probably, like, some hidden deep down things when you just kind of push it to the side and don't deal with it. That's probably more what it is.
This young lady tweeted me earlier when we were talking about it, and she said, that's very true. I've never stopped mourning my mother. She said little things set me off, like having to fill out my emergency contact on an application. I'm like, damn.
Right, and Will Smith actually did an interview on Ellen DeGeneres. He talks about being casted in Collateral Beauty. That movie is about a father who's devastated by his young daughter's death. Now, he said he was dealing with the loss of his own father behind the scenes who had passed away from cancer. Here's what he said.
What was really interesting is I got the screenplay right when my father was diagnosed. And I'm doing all of this research about a guy who experiences death, you know, at the time that, you know, my father was given 6 weeks. But it turned out to be such an amazing thing to have to work through and go through all of this. The performance for me and the movie for me and the ideas are so deeply personal. This film for me is the most personal and beautiful journey when art and life comes together in that way. And when you create something that potentially can help people get through difficult times.
So he really got a chance to deal with those emotions, he said, while filming this movie because he's dealing with the death of somebody very close to him. And he said it was beautiful to have the opportunity to share this and not hide from it. When art and life come together in that way and you create something that could potentially help people get through difficult times, he said it's fantastic.
Absolutely. It's funny, though, because I just feel like the world gonna keep moving, so you might as well keep moving with it, and you just got to deal with those emotions when they come, right?
Yeah, but sometimes it's really hard for people, and they just don't like to cope. All right, and congratulations to Gil King. She is renewing her contract with CBS this morning.
Nice,
congrats.
She has
just signed a $16.5 million deal to remain co-host of CBS this morning for the next 3 years.
Wow. That's very
congratulations to Gil.
That's very dope. That's very decent. But let's not forget the greatest contract Gail ever signed was the confidentiality agreement between her and her best friend, Oprah Winfrey, okay?
Okay.
Because that made them friends for life, all right? That's the best deal to ever have.
that lifetime friendship with Oprah.
It's never going anywhere.
Yep.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, Jay-Z, last Sunday was his birthday. I was kind of upset I couldn't do a mix because we were off air.
A whole week later, you about to D-ride over.
You about to do a Jay-Z mix again?
What's wrong with that?
You do a Jay-Z mix all the time.
Why couldn't you do that on Monday, bro?
I figure I want to do it on Friday. I mean, this is the perfect weekend. Let's set the tone for the city. The Giants are going to whoop the Cowboys' ass. You know, I respect Jay-Z, even though he is a Cowboys fan.
I thought you said that
I could do a Yee mix.
Nah, I changed my mind. I'm going to do it from here.
Can I do one next week?
No, I'm going to be here next week.
But why can't I just do one?
No, I don't want to do your rumors.
Listen, God bless Jay-Z. God bless Hov. Salute that man. He's an inspiration to a whole generation.
He is.
But you D-riding a week late, bro.
I couldn't D-ride there on his birthday, so I'm going to D-ride today.
You're right. His wife probably was on it on his birthday, so it's cool. I get it.
Right?
Disgusting animal you are.
Shut up. And shout to my Giants. All my Giants fans.
Oh, my
hit me up.
God.
I'll shout you out.
Man, why? Why?
You know why.
Jesus.
All right. Well, let's get into the mix. Shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.